It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there in the beautiful, neutral mountains of Switzerland, is what I always... That's where I start, but though she could be any place, actually. And I will say, hi, Mirella, how are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, I'm very well, thank you. Yes, from Switzerland, okay. With a Swiss topic today.
What could be better?
Excuse me?
I said, what could be better?
Yes, what could be better? Exactly. And especially this topic, which I believe is a very interesting one. It's the women's strike that happened in all of Switzerland on Friday. And then the different manifestation and talks and different expression of the strike in all the big cities of Switzerland, and honestly also in the smaller cities of Switzerland, as this movement has been followed by many women. So what was that exactly? First of all, historically, we can already say, in order to place this strike, that it's not the first time that women strike in Switzerland. Last time it happened, it was with 500,000 women on the street in 1991. And the request was to have the principle of equality written in the constitution. It didn't happen right after the strike. It happened in 1996. So one sees that between the moment things are asked for and the moment where it actually happens, there are a few years in between. But it was a strike that definitely inspired the one that took place on the 14th of June this year. So what are this time the request, the demands? There are a few. One can already say that women want, above everything else, equal pay for an equal job. It might seem obvious, but that is far from being the case. And they want also different other change in society. Some have to do with getting old, as very often older women have more financial difficulties as older men, because the amount of money that they get is sometimes even half of what men get. They also have, in average, we have a system, to put it a little bit short, that allow people to retire either with a certain amount of money every month, or they have the possibility also to take the full amount that they have been working for in one go. And in average, it seems that men get 36,000 francs, which is almost one-to-one with dollars, while women receive only 56,000. That drive, of course, women much faster into financial difficulties. Then another topic that is debated very much is how much women are helped during their lifetime with having a professional life, as well as a private and a family life with children. They would like to have more kindergarten, they would like to have more time flexibility, they would like to have maybe for some home office, But all of this possibly without constantly earning less than men. One example that I thought was quite impressive was that in average, families with children, women contribute to the with 25% to the revenue of the family, and men 69%. So it's still very much expected from women to basically take care of the household, and men being like this free to pursue the career that they would like to pursue. In the Federal Council of Switzerland, what's really interesting now is that on seven members, three are women, which is maybe not a majority, but it's much more than it used to be, as it definitely was some kind of a men club in the past. And 5 years after finishing studies, 26% of women have a higher professional positions, while 58% of men are in those same position. So one sees with numbers, basically, that those requests are not coming out of nowhere, that women definitely at this point would like to be able to make their own choices in terms of family life without giving up partially or even completely their professional life. It was a very colorful strike. They chose the color purple, so everything was purple. T-shirts were purple, balloons were purple, and all sorts of banners were purple. So there was like a color for the very peaceful strike. What is debated this week, and I find that interesting because it seems to be like a red thread in every country, it's the amount of people, of women that were striking. So in Geneva, for example, officials say it was between 10,000 and 12,000. Women say they were 30,000. In Zurich, officials say it was between 70,000 and 100,000, and women say it was 160,000. So why does that make a difference? Because women that participated to that strike have the feeling that there is still very much so this feeling that by playing down the numbers, the requests that have been made are going to be taken less seriously, as, you know, just being the request of a couple of women, but not necessarily the majority. As silly as it can sound, there were a lot of discussions about these numbers. What I also wanted to quickly mention is the fact that families would like to have paid a time after the birth of a child. This is already the case in Switzerland for about 3 months and a half for the mothers, but no paid leave for fathers, and this is also very much on the table. Other countries in the European Union are much more generous. Sweden, for example, pays 80% of the income the first 13 months. Iceland is also very generous and pays 9 months 1/3 for the mother, 1/3 for the father, and the rest to be divided among both of them. So one definitely sees that while in the past those topics were seen almost with some kind of a sarcastic way, it's not the case anymore. Those are topics people want to work, they want to have a career, they want to have a purpose in the society. But at the same time, a lot of young couples, young families, also want the time to enjoy, for example, the birth of their children, and also go through those times together instead of making always the mother taking difficult decisions, abandoning careers, abandoning studies in order for men to be able to continue theirs without worries. Things are changing very fast. I was almost surprised that such a women's strike happened in Switzerland, as it is definitely seen usually as a very kind of traditional country. But when it comes to this kind of democratic process, it seems that even a small traditional country can give a good example and go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.